black community, bro, like, we, you know, this is like every other city, you know. You know, we got our struggles, you know. You know, it's just, you know, we all trying to come up out of everything, you know. We trying to make sure that we come up out of all of the nonsense. But, you know, I mean, we on the block, you know what I'm saying? This, you know what I mean? Like, Broadway, you know what I'm saying? That's where a lot of people getting whacked, you know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, but you got to keep your head focused.
Shit getting crazy out here, man. Motherfuckers dying, all types of shit.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you over north, you know, and you hanging around with the wrong crowd, you know what's going to come with it. So, I mean, that's up to whoever choose to go that way.
Yeah, racism everywhere.
It's everywhere, but it's here too. You gotta remember, we're up north.
It's not as bad as down south, but at the same time, end up in one of them suburb cities and see how they treat you. I swear to God, I've been places, fam. I'd have got out something new. Brand new, it ain't like I'm jumping on no bucket or something, talking about something brand new, and they hit their locks when they see me.
What they should know is, like, if you come here, you better off just like doing your own thing. Don't join nobody else, cause people be like followers up here. It ain't worth it. It's definitely not worth it, bro.
It's just getting wild, bro. Feel me? Like, a lot of us gotta, like I said, we gotta come together, but they own it, man. The police, man, they out here, you know, they be having little cameras up. You know, we probably get into that a little bit later, but, you know, little cameras up, you know, it's kind of just, man, just sabotaging us, man, you feel me? Like, just sabotaging and making things, like, uncomfortable, but making you feel comfortable, you know? Some weird type of stuff going on, man, you know? And it's like, man, what can you do other than, you know, keep pushing forward and you get caught in that pitfall or that trap?
You gotta be more worried about the police than your op. I'm not even trying on these niggas. Like I said, I'm welcome anywhere I want to go, but getting there is the problem. The law is the ones in the middle, you know what I'm saying?
And I'm gonna be honest with Philandro's mom said yesterday was the truth. She like, they coming for us. I mean, that's what they telling me. They're telling me at any time they could pull me over. And don't even got their story straight. Just murk you because they want to. Why was the reason why that cop said that he pulled that brother over? Because he had a wide nose and he looked like a suspect. That's every black person in America.
The city, as far as the community, could be better, but we working on it, you know. We working on making the community better than what it is, you know. It's got to be, you know, positive impacts and people like myself that's uplifting, trying to really, you know what I'm saying, come through. And
what they doing is, see, now they done built that new stadium.
I got the
So what they're doing is, suburbs, and then, you know, the white folks from the suburbs to the inner city.
I hate to intervene on this one. You can't blame this all on them. These little young niggas ain't rap too tight. It make you not want to stay around this mother. That's real shit. You got babies, you do not want to be raising your babies around with straight bullets flying around this. I'm being honest. It ain't just the people in the rents and shit. It's the violence and the crime rate, man.
I think when I come out of the house every day, it motivates me to stay even more positive, knowing where I came from and know where I'm going now. You know what I mean? To walk out the door every day and see the same things that I moved from in a big city and see in a small city, they copying it, or, you know what I'm saying, infiltrating it, you know what I'm saying? And it's still going on in the younger generation. Instead of getting fed positive knowledge, they're getting fed the same corrupt knowledge, you know what I'm saying? So as coming up, they doing the same thing as, you know, genocide.
You gotta adapt to this shit. You have no choice but to adapt to it. You can't give up, you know what I'm saying? You can't just quit. You gotta adapt to it. This shit been fucked up for years. Since I was a kid, I've been hearing these same complaints. You know what I'm saying? It's real shit. I grew up hearing these same complaints. But now that I'm older, I can understand what was being said, what was being complained about, you know what I'm saying? So, Like I said, this shit ain't, it don't look like it's ever gonna change. You can use some change.
Hey,
what they gonna change?
I ask myself every day, how's we gonna come from under it? I don't even see a way. Because there's nobody working toward that. And the younger generation don't even care to listen. There's nobody talking and nobody listening. That's wild. There's nobody talking and ain't nobody listening.
What was it like that in your younger days?
My younger days, it was good. It was good until crack came in the 90s. You know what I mean? That's everywhere, all around the world. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? People had imagination. I could take this glass and play a game. And we'd sit and play hours with this same cup. You know what I mean? Because we had imagination. We ain't have electronics. We ain't have internet. We ain't have all that. So when we came out the house every day, two sticks, a rock, and it, you know, we playing games. We playing all kind of stuff and had a bunch of fun, you know? And even when we fought, we didn't fought to hurt each other. Parents was out there, made sure we fought, and it is my loss. Of course, my mom gonna maybe go out there and fight again. And you go in the house and wonder why I gotta fight again. You just see it, I can't beat this. You see it, I gotta fight him again. God dang. You know what I mean? But that's the way it was, though. I fought until I won. You know what I mean? And that's how life is now for me. You know what I mean? I fight until I win.
Music scene in Minnesota. It's a good scene, man. It's a really good scene. It's a lot of talented artists out here. You know, we all need guidance, you know, but everybody's talented. It's a lot of talent out here. And we just gotta come together, you know, as in other places. Everybody just gotta come together all the time, man. We can't have these, you know, egotistical, you know what I'm saying, mindsets, you know what I'm saying? Because we need to help push each other. Popular lifestyle, you know, it's basically trying to bring the community together, you know, because a lot of people feel distant and different from everybody. So I figure popular, anybody can be popular, you know, no matter your size, no matter your religion, around your origin, you know, anybody can be popular. So what made me start taking it serious really, man, is like, I'm not trying to be a bum, you know? And I saw a lot of people really like just falling off and the music not going anywhere. And I just kept on doing music and I'm wondering like, well, why isn't anything happening for me, you know? So I started really looking into the business aspect of it because I figured like everybody else is getting a whole bunch of money, so why can't I, you know? So I was just like, you know, let me start taking this serious and start promoting, you know, and doing what I gotta do. You know, so that's what my music promotes, you know, more so uplifting, just telling the truth and the story about life in general. And not, you know, like I said, promoting, you know, the violence and all that. Just kind of letting people know what struggles I've been going through, what struggles we go through as a community, and making it happen like that.
Yeah, it's definitely picking up. I mean, everybody views getting, like, Minnesota getting noticed higher and higher, like, every year, you know, shit like that. I mean, everybody got their own sound. It's, like, different sides right now. Like, you rapping from St. Paul, over south, north Minneapolis, and shit like that, you know. I started, like, way back, like, when I was young, but, you know, I just started getting serious about a year ago. You know, I started taking off. What made my music stand out? Cause I just feel like, cause that rap about like being in the streets and like they toting and shit like that, like they don't be really doing that shit though.
Paul Selly in this bitch, man, motherfucker know what time it is. We in Minneapolis, North Side, y'all know where I'm from. Glenwood crazy, man. R.I.P. Ty, R.I.P. Phil, R.I.P. Drew. My cousin used to rap with this dude named Minnesota Fest up here or whatever.
Okay.
They was rapping together and all that. I don't really know about all that, but they was like, you know, they older or whatever. My cousin though went out one time and me and my man's you know, from the Glen, we grew up like listening to Fest a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Like everybody used to be on the Glen, you know what I'm saying, turning up shorties. he had a song with Jim Jones called Rockstar, a little remix or whatever. He dropped the Fast Told Them. Like, had Shorty get up with him, told him to have me get up with him or whatever. They was telling him, like, yeah, we got somebody who got it. So, like, I had dropped my album, El Guapo. That was my first little album. My wife, shout out to Scrap Grand, Lil J. Lil J from FBG. He was on the, Duck was on the, from FBG. That motherfucker was rocking. El Guapo. My mama looked that shit up, all that shit. 2017, so far I got the Bosselli mixtape finna drop and shit. Motherfucker finna go crazy on that. I ain't really finna have nobody on that shit. It's just my new wave. I'm about to get a ass feel or what. You know what I'm saying? A real feel though, you know what I'm saying? Goal is to get rich. My life's trying to get rich. Motherfucker gotta get up out this shit, yo. There's too much going on now, man. My life. Mm-hmm. Ain't fighting no more. My life.
A lot of the people who got the talent, they got the exposure. You know what I'm saying? Either they don't know how to promote, or either somebody in their way. But it's a lot of motherfuckers in the state that got talent. You know what I'm saying? Shit. So I respect the way the music scene is going right now. But it's just like a lot of people that's in control of that shit, like as far as radio stations and shit like that. It hinders us as urban artists. You know what I'm saying? We're not backpack artists, and we're not commercial artists.
Be honest with you, like, it's going good. I can say it's going better than what it used to. But, like, as of right now and for the future, all we need, honestly, is that one. It's probably going to be us, to be honest with you. I ain't going to lie. Mm-hmm. But we just need that one sound or that one group, that one person to put Minnesota on the map. And from then on, it's over.
Back in the day, really started. Sandman was out there, Northside Hustlers Clique. We had, who else was out there? We had Six Pack,
Top Tone.
It was a lot of people back in the 90s.
Yeah. The scene was a lot bigger back then, it seems like, than it is now. But, I mean, you just got to be on social media more than anything, you know, to find all that out. But, scene's bigger than people think. You know what I'm saying? We just don't have like no big name person who's from here as far as rap goes. You know what I'm saying? DMG was trying to do it with Scarface in there. But you see how that turned out. So
it was like a group where y'all got like solo projects too and shit.
It's like, I don't know, like I do a lot of solo shit, you know what I mean? Me and Dreezy do a lot of shit together, you feel me? Me, Dollar. Everybody really works with each other, you know what I mean? But shit, we do got a group that was made in, what was it, 1995. We just got our own style, our own flow, you know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of cats that try to sound like each other because that's the new wave, you feel me? But regardless of that shit, I'm gonna still rap how I rap. I ain't gonna change, you feel me? So pretty much that's how we're different. We don't try to sound like nobody else, you feel me?